Hello and welcome to Speak Your Truth and Look Good Doing It podcast. My name is Camila, or as you've seen me online, Maria Camila. I'm a brand strategist, photographer, and videographer. This work is about amplifying the visibility of conscious leaders and brands who are wanting to leave this world better than they found it. This podcast is about letting ourselves be seen, both physically and spiritually, and highlighting the nuances we experience as we are growing both personally and professionally. Thank you for being here, and let's go ahead and dive in. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for being here and tuning in here. And today I want to remind you, I have opened up my doors for different levels of business, no matter where you're at. And I have expanded my offers even more. I'm actually really excited about this because I've been taking lots of inventory and trying on different templates and business models with how to run my business. And as of right now, this makes the most sense. Also considering that I'm a business that I work with deliverables. It's not like I do a lot of coaching. I do some coaching for people that need brand work, but I also work with deliverables. So I have had to get really creative and with how it is I want to run my business. So if you're a person who you're just looking to have a photo shoot, something at small scale, you're just looking for simple new visuals, then that's an option for you. It's literally called a la carte. Or if you're a person that you're like, no, I'm going through a rebrand. I need tons of new content. I need tons of videos. And I also need evergreen videos for sales pages in order to better sell all of my offers. Then we can do that for you too. That would be industry outlier. And then there's also options for you if you want to get on a video monthly retainer. I actually had a client say this to me where they were debating on either investing in a website or investing in short form video, and they decided to invest in short form video. And I'm just like, dang, that is so clever, because that's what I naturally started doing. But I used to think it was just me because it's obviously my line of work. But if you are debating on, should I get branding done with design work? Should I get branding done with photography work? Should I invest in a website, or should I invest in video? I'm telling you right now, content, especially if you do content with me, you are going to be accelerated for growth. Trust me. That's what I have done with my business. That's also what gave me an edge. I didn't entertain the idea that I needed to be at six figures or whatever figure level in order to be seen through high quality video. I just decided that that was my edge. That was what was going to differentiate me, and it worked. So yeah, there's different options for you. Check out my website. You'll see the information on the show notes, or just feel free to slide on my Instagram DMs to connect with me. And yeah, now today I want to talk about how it is that I help people feel comfortable in front of the camera, because it's an art. And an art means something that's more intuitive, handled on a case-by-case basis, instead of it being a science that has like literally a step-by-step framework. And I figured I would tell you just my approach to helping people feel comfortable in front of the camera. And I actually, this is also how, what even I look for in other service providers when I'm going to be under their wing. It's really important for me to hear how it is that they care for the people that they serve, because there's a lot of people out there that I don't really align with the way that they go about their work. So hearing people's expertise, the how it is that you take care of people is really important. And I want to share with you how it is that I take care of my people when they're under my wing. So one thing about me is I am so big on the vibe and me prepping myself before the shoot in order to be attentive to the client. And I like to prep with the shoot a lot by mentally knowing how it is that I'm going to direct the client and cues that I'm going to look for, and also preparing with a solid playlist. I know these things sound really simple, but it's photo shoots can be so boring without a playlist, or when you're just performing. And I've done both before, and there's something really special about a photo shoot where everybody is zoned in, where where you're able to be so in the moment that you see yourself as part of the creative process instead of feeling like you're just performing and you're not really in the shoot, you're just really in your head. And having an amazing playlist, something that creates a really good vibe, is so key for me. And I used to think that was something everybody did at every photo shoot, but it is not. And that's why I encourage clients to come up with their own playlist that makes them feel good, or I can take over the playlist. But it's so, so important to just have vibes that feel high level, that feel inspiring, that feel good, that feel like you can just drop into the moment and the experience. And I put a lot of emphasis into that. And then the second thing that I do is I really like to take at least 10 minutes and just talk to the client. I say this because I have contrasted in photo shoots before where there has been where the person walks through the door and immediately it's like, all right, let's start the shoot. And it's not like that for me. I mean, maybe if you do this all the time and you're a model and you can get right to work, but with the myself and the clients that I work with, it's incredibly important for me to just take time to get to know you, for like take time to warm up to each other for the first 10 minutes. Something that I tell clients before we start shooting is, hey, these first 10 minutes may feel a little clunky and you're kind of getting used to what we're doing. But after 10 minutes and after you start seeing how the images are turning out, you're going to start kind of catching on to even the things that I'm looking for as well. I also like to believe that I have a gift in finding people's good angles. And there are things that I do in order to find the good angles in myself and in other people. So that's another thing. And then another thing that I do is this is more like a me thing, I'll tell you, but I make sure that my energy is a grounding energy where I'm very attentive and supportive to my client. And what that means is that yes, I'll tell you a little bit about my life, but it's mostly focused on clients. Like I'm a person that I like to inquire about people in their lives. And I also, even throughout the shoot energetically, I'm the person that says, oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's stunning. Oh, look over here. Perfect. I'll have you do this. And I'm very intentional about giving positive cues as I'm doing the work, because I know how important that positive affirmation of what's going right, how much that's going to impact you being able to drop into the experience or not. And I love personally being on the receiving end of that, even when not necessarily when I'm on shoots, but other things that are outside of my comfort zone. One of them being, I just joined a gym, by the way, a weightlifting gym, and it's group coaching, and it's very vulnerable, and you're trying all these things that you've never done before. And like, for example, doing a pull-up, and the first time I did a pull-up, I'm like falling right away. But progressively, what's helped me a ton is that the people, shout out to Deanna and Dennis at the Cocoon in Scottsdale, but something that they do is so much emphasis on positive affirmations of what is going right. And that's something that helps me so much in order to start affirming that, yeah, I am doing this right. I am doing this right. And I have progressed so quickly in my pull-ups. And that same approach is something that I bring on to my clients. And because I know it's not easy to be speaking to the camera to build confidence in these concepts that sometimes to some people, these concepts have been so private and in just between you and clients. And so to put literally a megaphone, literally with a camera and a microphone and just being hyper visible in that way, that can be alarming to your nervous system. So I'm very intentional at always mirroring back to you that you're doing a great job. And because you just are. I mean, you showed up and you're doing what you can and you're doing it to the best of your ability. Why wouldn't we recognize that and mirror that as you're doing an amazing job? So I'm freakishly focused on mirroring back to clients that they're doing a great job, But not doing it from a place of pity and not doing it from a place of, oh my God, like fake, but from a place of me also being grounded and talking to you at a high level. And that's more like the work that I do on my behalf, but I'm letting you know this, that this is what I'm thinking about and the energy that I'm bringing into a room in order for us to create just high level, high vibrational, cool, grounded, interesting content that actually is going to sell for you and is something that you can get behind. So that's another big, big thing that I do in order to help clients feel more comfortable. Sometimes what also helps clients feel comfortable is having a little drink. And I don't really drink in shoots just because drinking gets me puffy. Honestly, I have to really lower the amount of alcohol that I take in my life. But I'm totally cool if clients just want to have some mimosas when they're getting their makeup done and they're getting ready and they just want to feel good and loose. Go for it. Like, I am so not opposed to that. Or I've had clients where they smoke and that helps them get into the zone. And I'm totally cool with that. I just think, like, whatever helps you drop into the experience and helps you feel good and comfortable, do that. I have such zero judgment, and I'm more interested in you feeling good and you feeling comfortable and you feel like you can advocate for yourself. That's incredibly important to me. So anyways, that's a big, big part of what I do to also help clients feel comfortable. Another thing that I do is I do some portraits, but I don't overdo it with portraits of you looking at the camera all the time. And what I mean by this is I really emphasize a lot of photography where you're more mostly able to drop into the moment and I work around you instead of you having to work around me and perform for me. And that's a huge, huge focus and emphasis that I've had in my whole career as a photographer, is that it we only need maybe like two shots of you looking at the camera and smiling. But besides that, we are creating art together. And when you're able to see yourself as part of the artwork, like your body language is part of the work that we are creating together, then you start seeing yourself as, I'm part of like a bigger whole, like a bigger picture here, literally a bigger picture than just a portrait of you. And that also helps ease the pressure of having this camera on you. Because I have felt that pressure before. And I have been also with other photographers that are not picking up on how nervous and uneasy I am. And instead of them creating an environment that I can express myself more or give me compliments or kind of be a grounding presence, they just kind of get awkward and like don't know how to direct. And then it's like, you're proving me right into why I hate photo shoots. And so a huge, huge, I cannot emphasize this enough, a huge focus for me in this line of work is being bold so that you can be bold, holding the space so that you can drop in. Because when we can both drop in, then that's when we create our best work. And I'm open to different possibilities of how it is that we make that happen. And then the last tip I was going to share for you is I just think that photo shoots get to be however the heck you want them to be. And what I mean by that is photo shoots can be simple, just you at a studio, and that can be enough. Or a photo shoot can be with you and all the props that you want. Even I sometimes get in my head with, I need like a photo shoot needs to be at a certain location, needs to be this, needs to be that. And not really. And if you look at my Instagram, I have posted about this. But as long as you are feeling good and you're willing to be expressive in how you show up, then that's enough. You don't need to have all the props. You don't need to have all the outfits. Like, as long as you show up with your makeup done, feeling good, and you feel good about your hair, and you have like one or two cute outfits, that's like enough. Gucci. I'm a big believer that the energy transcends everything else. And anyways, I would say that's my recipe of helping clients feel comfortable in front of the camera. And the last thing I didn't realize I was gonna tell you, and then I forgot. Last thing that I do is when clients receive their gallery, I like to let clients know, hey, prepare to feel all the emotions. As you look at this gallery, you may see photos of yourself and be like, holy shit, that is me. That is stunning. And you may also see some photos of you and being like, bro, what's happening with my arm? Like, what does it look like that? Or does my smile really look that way? Or I have a wrinkle here. Or, ooh, I have like a, this looks weird here. And all of that may happen in the same gallery. I have had galleries. I'll actually be super transparent with you. If you go to my Instagram and you see, or even my Instagram photo, the one with when I have the wet hair, that photo shoot was so triggering for me. And by the way, I shot photos of myself for 20 minutes. I was not shooting for hours and hours and hours. Like, those are some of my favorite photos of myself. But that took probably just 20 minutes. And as I was taking those photos, there were some images, maybe two or three that like I really liked. But even in that same gallery, I also saw some photos that I was like, what the fuck is happening with my body? And I've just had to be so patient with myself as I see those photos and also recognize that the camera picks up different angles that, and what I mean by that is that the camera is, has a rounding, or like the lens has rounding and it's glass. So what that means is that it's like, it's that it's going to warp whatever is like close to it. So if my arm or if my shoulder, or if the camera is at an angle where my shoulder is coming out more than say like my face, then it's going to make it seem like my arm is so much bigger than my face, even though it may not be. Literally all just because of a slight angle with this glass. So it's something that I want you to keep in mind that, gosh, different angles can bring out different mannerisms and parts of who you are. And also give yourself time to like the images and let the images grow on you over time. There's so many photos that I've taken like 6 months back. And when I first took the photos, I'm just like, what? Like, oh my God, just so triggered by different parts of myself that I'm seeing. And as I look back at them, I'm just like, oh my God, what? I'm tripping. Those are so cute. And to be transparent with you, my podcast photo. those photos, when I first took them, I felt like my hair was just so extra and so big. And even though I do like my wavy hair and it's convenient living in warm weather where I just scrunch it up and call it a day. But that day, I'm just like, God, this hair is just so big. It's so extra. It's fried out. It looks like shit. Like, and then later on, I look back at the photos and I'm like, oh, geez, I was so hard on myself. So if I'm experiencing this, I know you sure as hell maybe experience this too. And I even say this in my guide of how to use your images, is let the images show their value to you over time. Trust me, you are so much more beautiful than that first instance when you see the images. And that's something that I prep clients on when you get your images back, is you're going to experience all the emotions. Let it happen. I know it's just a photo, but a photo is mirroring back so many things about you, and give yourself so much grace and just trust that they will reveal a different value to you over the course of time. So let them sit and marinate for a couple months. Okay. So a recap of how it is that I help clients feel comfortable in front of the camera. Starts with my vibe, being a grounding vibe, tons of positive affirmation in return, not overcomplicating a shoot by needing to have all the props, just a few cute outfits is good enough. If you need to have a drink, if you need to have a smoke, go for it. Have a solid playlist. And the last part is allow yourself to feel all the emotions and let the images reveal their value onto you. Oh, and the last part is... remember that you are part of a bigger picture. I mean this figuratively and literally. You are part of a bigger picture that makes up your whole brand, not just your actual face. And your body is also telling a story. Your expressions, the location that you choose, everything else is telling a story. And it's going to help offset the pressure of just your face having to be smiley or expressive in a certain way. So, anyways, thank you for listening. If you are interested in working together, you already know how to connect with me. It doesn't matter where in this country you are. I work with clients in Arizona, outside of Arizona, whether you come to me or I come to you. So just let me know and we can make it happen. Thanks for listening. If you're an entrepreneur who just received your brand photos, yet you don't know how to use them to maximize their use and have them look just as beautiful as they do in your brand photographer's Instagram and website, I have a solution for you. I have created a how to use your images guide. These are principles that I use to this day that have lasted the test of time with how to pair images together and how to think of your brand photos differently and how to make them last you months and months on end as assets that keep elevating your brand and help you serve your services and attract those dream clients. So check out the link in my bio for the how to use your images guide.